President Biden will sign three more executive orders today, continuing his effort to overturn the previous administration's strict immigration policies. One of the orders will create a task force to help reunite about 600 migrant children who are still separated from their parents. At least 5,500 kids were split from their families under the Trump administration, and for the past 2 years, a court-appointed team has been actively working to get them back together. Kathleen Caron is Executive Director of Justice in Motion, a group that is part of that team. Kathleen, welcome.
Thank you.
And what do you make of Biden's executive orders to create a task force that would reunite more children with their families? Is that enough?
The task force is the very first step. Biden needs to take quick, bold action to do the right things to these families that were horrifically affected by the terrible family separation policy.
Well, help us quantify this problem, because in the final weeks of the Trump administration last October, we learned that nearly 600 children were still separated from their families. Has there been any progress since then reuniting those kids? I mean, how big is the problem still?
Well, the first step is finding the parents. We're part of the ACLU lawsuit that was charged with finding the parents as step one. Through the lawsuit, there was very few families who could return. Over 1,000 were forcibly removed from the United States after they were separated from their children. So the ones that are in Central America need to come back to the United States. That is something only President Biden can do, because the lawsuit can't bring all of those 1,000 families back to be safely reunited in the United States.
I see. So describe that work of finding those families who are now back in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. How hard is that job to find those families?
It's difficult because the Trump administration had no plan or intention to reunite these families. So they did not set up a database and track the families. The ones that were deported, they said, were categorically ineligible to reunify with their children. So the task was really difficult in mountainous communities, rural areas, searching for these parents based on very bad data from the U.S. government that were giving to us in drips and drabs. It was almost like slow torture over the past 2.5 years to get enough information to have more solid leads to look for these families.
Can you describe what it's like when you do find one of these families and they realize that perhaps they're at least a step closer to finding their children?
The parents are understandably deeply distrustful because of what they suffered. So we have a defender network. Justice in Motion Defender Network has over 40 organizations that we collaborate with in Mexico and Central America. And these are the on-the-ground experts, human rights lawyers in the field who are part of these communities. So how you search for them and how you approach someone that's been so deeply harmed by the government is something that takes a lot of skill, and we're relying on local partners to do this work. And so getting over the distrust to say, we can actually help you. So it takes quite a bit to bring up the belief. And sometimes we can't find a parent because they don't want to be found. Many, many were escaping for their lives and seeking safety with their families in the United States. So upon return, they're hiding.
How are the kids doing here in the U.S.?
The children are either with sponsors, which could be an extended family, or they're in foster care in the United States. So they are still suffering. Many of them are still separated from their parents. This is ongoing harm for these families. They need access to mental health services to try to deal with the separation, but they can't even start that process. It's much harder to start that process if they don't have legal status in the United States.
There are some concerns that the president's orders and the plans to reverse the Trump administration's policies in immigration would create a sense that there's new opportunity to come to the United States and create a new wave of immigrants here coming to the U.S. What do you think about that? Is that a valid concern?
I think the valid concern is that the U.S. needs to step up and show that we're a civilized country and that that family separation policy was abhorrent. And if President Biden doesn't do something for those families, he is sending the message that, you know what, it's all right that that happened to those families. I think what we need to focus is on the harm of, you know, over 5,000 families that were deeply, deeply injured by one of the most egregious immigration policies in the history of this country. That's what he needs to focus on. There's other ways to think bigger term about building the rule of law in the countries of origins to ensure that there's peace so people feel like they don't have to migrate.
That's Kathleen Caron, founder and executive director of Justice in Motion, a group that is trying to reunite parents with children who have been separated at the U.S. and Mexico border. Kathleen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter, for the opportunity.